And today on XS Sport, catching up with the coach of a very good side this year, much improved side, the Rogebery Toorak Football Club. I think they've had an even better year than they thought after a great campaign of recruitment and that sort of thing. Who'd have thought that coming from where they were last year, that they get four wins in the year? So, it's exciting. Sam Mowers with us on the telephone. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, four wins, was that the plan? Or what was the plan initially at the start of the year?
Well, initially, if you go back to, 2021, and you look at the score that was obviously being outlaid from the opposition against the team, 250-plus points is what probably the average was around, their defeats. And the ultimate goal was just to be reducing the scoreline. That's pretty much what we're aiming to do coming down this year. Yeah.
So when you got that first win on the trot, did that change your thinking somewhat?
Yeah, it was around about the COVID time, Skirt.
Yeah.
We weren't really sure if it was just the fact that the team that we'd beaten, which was West Ulverston that day, were reducing numbers due to COVID.
Mm.
And so there was a bit of, a good feeling around the club that we'd got our first win in quite a long time, 1,000-plus games or whatever it was. But, what hadn't really hit reality just then, we thought that was our bit of an excuse that the team had a bit of COVID gone through their camp. So we're like, maybe that was what had happened. But then, the snowball, we got another win later on, and yeah.
Yeah, and I looked every week because obviously, I'm more associated, I'm sort of more associated with Queenstown doing the goal umpiring and that, but I wanted to see the progress of you guys and just see where you're going. So I was so keen on seeing your results, your score at the end of the, and I don't think from memory, there was no game where you didn't actually score either.
No. So there was probably one game where we may have picked two or three goals on the server. But look, we didn't have a game that went over. I think our largest losing margin would have been roughly 180 points, which if you take that on the back of being beaten by an average of 250.
Yeah, that's right.
The previous season, that's a massive improvement.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. So is it just down to the recruitment or what sort of things have you implemented yourself, for example, as coach to get you to the stage that you are now?
Yeah, a massive amount of work from the coaching staff itself in regards to contacting X amount of players. Look, I reckon we would have contacted close to 60 to 70 people that we knew within our friendship group and our social group to come back and just have a kick with us and just ongoing, drawing players into the club just to have two or three games and get that ball rolling has just been something we're consistently being on through this year. Signed up some really, really good players that I would say are going to be fundamental in the club moving in a positive direction next season as well. So, look, the work that's gone in behind the scenes to allow us to maintain and gain the wins this year, certainly is something that's been pretty promising.
What's the best win? What was out of those four games? What would you say the best win? Probably your first. The amount of excitement I felt even just by reading it on your Facebook page. That was something special.
Yeah, and look, they're all kind of... it's almost good to talk about all four of them because you've got your first win that we had as a club over 1,000 games. You've got our second win, which was against Turners Beach at home. Our other home game that we won against, which was 3 points in differential. Like, that's a very close game. You had your first win away against West Ulverston, which was great.
Yep.
Certainly our last game to beat a team that was two spots above us.
Yeah,
Brayton, who should have been fighting out for the finals this season, and to do it within the style that we did by 180 points probably just goes to show that we've got a bit happening at the club and makes us look forward to 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are your standout players this year? Was there people that were just consistent each week?
Yeah, look, the old folk in Brad Poulter, who come back from, he had a year off and played a bit of footy with Sprayton, Somerset, but he's just been an old folk around Rosebery and just does his job consistently day in, day out at Rosebery. But the new recruits, Logan James and Adam French, Reece Phillips from Zion,
yep.
all those boys have really chimed in and had a real good season this season. Yeah.
What about the reserves? I mean, obviously there hasn't been much change there. I guess the because you're not putting scores on the board, that you've made that obviously concentrated on the seniors, which is great. Is that the next step that you're going to look to next year, is to grab more people to get into the reserves team and be a bit more consistent there?
Yeah, certainly. So you would hope that with a larger and greater number of poor players playing in the senior team, would then result in a fill-in to the reserves.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the score lines were still pretty good for the reserves. They were reasonably competitive. One of the boxes that we had to tick at the start of this season was two teams, not players.
Going yeah, I was going to say that. Yep.
Yeah, I think ultimately we had three or four games where there were five or six, or even seven at times, numbers doubling up, but according to my sources, Duncan Murphy has said they had nearly a full team doubling up in 2021.
Yep.
So you take that as a win. Reducing the scoreline was obviously in most of the games with the reserves as well. So, look, there's a positive step there. But like you said, obviously 2023, we look to build and hopefully get a win in the reserves next season. Yeah.
Okay, well, going back to the seniors, because that's the most important thing, what do you think you need to work on next year? Were there things that came out of this year that you think, well, maybe we need to improve this to go to the next step?
Yeah, just and it's probably the old saying, a four-quarter effort.
Yeah.
I think if we can stick in games a lot longer than what we have been, the example would be, we played against Forth and they kicked, it would have been close to 9 to 10 goals in the first quarter, and then we were able to hold them to 8 goals for the rest of the game. So you take that, I guess, how you want to take it, but we can be in the game when we're on, but it's just more that when we're off, we're quite low and the scores get kicked against us pretty quick. So we just need to be consistent in that end, and that comes with probably fitness and also probably a much larger, I guess, stronger strength in regards to a playing group as well that have played together for more than 12 months. We now have another couple of seasons under our belt, under our belt, which should hopefully let us in good stead there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, I've just been really excited each week looking about how you guys are progressing, and I have to say it's fantastic to see finishing off with 4 wins this year. It's just wonderful. And we congratulate everybody, and are thrilled for everybody in the club to have had the season that you've had in comparison to last year. We look forward to hearing what's going ahead next year, but thank you for joining us this morning, Sam. Much appreciated it.
No, thanks,
Gerd.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no worries, mate. There we go. Sam Moa, the coach of the Rosebery Toorak Footy Club. 4 wins this year. Fantastic effort. And that's XS Sport for today.